Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Some people trust way too much in professionals. And we see this in big and small ways. We see this in big ways when it comes to our bodies. And sometimes medical professionals, although they're amazing, they don't know your body and they're not gonna get it right all the time. But sometimes people, they really rely upon the advice and they don't challenge it at all. They just simply take it as absolute truth. They don't get second opinions, this type of thing. But you know, we do it in subtle ways as well. Like today, the guys and I were going to go out biking and there was no rain projected. But if you look at the roads, they're completely drenched. It just got done raining. But the professionals said it wasn't going to rain. Here's my point. Are you someone in life and in business that puts too much stock in what the professionals are saying? There are times that they say it is absolutely crazy to invest in the market. All the professionals say you're an idiot if you do that or never do this stock. Other times people say, look, you should never write a book or you should never start that thing now. Look, you look throughout history and history is notorious for having haters, skeptics, and cynics shoot people down and tell them it's not the right time, it's not the right invention. Just this morning across my Facebook feed, somebody took a picture of Einstein getting a rejection letter. Did you hear that? Einstein getting a rejection letter because his theories on space and travel were called too artistic and not too scientific. And so if Einstein can get rejected by the guilds, the professional guilds, you and I are certainly going to be rejected at times. We're not going to be believed. The professionals are going to shoot us down. And you can have that essentially decision that you're going to live within the boundaries, the lines which they colored for you. And you can't go outside these lines. But we know that all outliers have gone outside the lines throughout history. And the lines are fun, they're fine, they give you guidelines, but there's some lines that should not be there. I'm not talking about morally or ethically, I'm talking about just in the sense of the term entrepreneur. You might have heard me say before, but entrepreneur is someone who, it says, bearer of risk. Well, listen, if you're gonna be an entrepreneur, you've signed up to color outside the lines. There is going to be a risk. But there's also gonna be a reward. And I'm not talking about everyone needs to quit their day job and start a side hustle, although side hustles have increased exponentially over the last 5 years. But I'm talking about that, are you someone who lives a life of risk? Meaning you are pushing yourself outside the safety, the comfort zone, because that's where life is. Life is not inside the lines where every single day it's rote, ritualistic, and pattern-based. That does not equate to a life worth living. We know from all the studies that flow, this optimal state of human performance, is achieved, and one of the triggers is novelty. Novelty, variety is the spice of life. You've heard this before. So I want to challenge you today to infuse and inject this attitude, this mindset, that, you know what, maybe, just maybe, the professionals are not right in every situation. They get it wrong with the weather. They get it wrong with the economy. They get it wrong with our bodies and our health. And maybe, just maybe, you need to step outside a little bit, inject a little novelty in your life, of course within the moral and ethical bounds, but someone who truly feels fully alive again. And I'm telling you, that's when you can be the best husband, father, mother, grandmother, aunt, you name it. That's when people are attracted to you and me, because they say that look, these people are fun. They're alive. They're not just dead. But they haven't made it official yet. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Tag somebody. Share it. Subscribe. Let's get people who are truly living life outside the lines. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.